Simin Pei Zayin, Sefir Aleph in the Ramah. Mishum de Dover ha'asur ba'atzmai umamid afilu be'alef le'batol. So Ramah explains that a Dover that's asur on it by itself, like we explained before, that it has to be intrinsically asur as opposed to that it becomes asur because it's mekabel tam from something else. But if it's intrinsically asur and it's maimid, then afilu be'alef le'batol, then it cannot be batol. But that's provided that there's nothing else, there's no heter that's maimid together with the iser. Raka osir. Avalum hayasham gamke maimid if heter havazevazegarim. However, if there's another davar hamaimid that's together and the two act together to be maimid, so then that could be a zevazegarim, umutarim ikashishim negat iser. And then, of course, you still need that the davar osir is batal b'shishim, otherwise it'll give tam. So aside from the issue of Hamada, there's always the issue of Tam we have to be concerned with. But provided that it doesn't give any Tam, and it's only and there's another Dover that's Maimed together with the Isser, so then that would be a Zevizegarim, and then that would be Mutter. Of course, Zevizegarim is only Mutter b'diavid. It's an issue of Mevatel Isser l'chatchila to add a Isser Dik of Maimed, even though it will be bottled because of Zevizegarim, still it's an Isser. Now the Noisei Kelim over here, the Shach and Taz, they both point out that of course we have when we talk about zevizegarim, it's only when the iser there's not enough iser to be maimed by itself. It needs the siyua from the heter. So for instance, if you need 1 ounce of davar hamaimed for this batch, it would have to be that there's only let's say 3/4 of an ounce of iser that. So that's not enough to be maimed. And then you need heter, that's mitztarif, and it's maimed along. However, if I have a full ounce of iser, even if there'd be heter there too, even if there'd be a full ounce of heter along with it, it would not help. It would be aser. Even further, the Prichadash says, even if you were maimed first with the heter, if you added the davar maimed of heter, I added a full ounce, and it accomplished its hamada, and then afterwards I added an ounce, a full ounce of Isser, so it too can do the Hamada. So then the Prichadash says that would still be Isser, even though it doesn't need the Isser at all. It has a full amount of Heter, and the Heter was even done first. Still the Prichadash says that would be Isser. However, the Ad Yehuda disagrees in part on this concept of the Prichadash and says it depends on the case. If you have certain cases where adding more maimid, even though it doesn't need it, it improves it. So in such a case, having more, for instance, by chimutz, there's a certain amount of yeast I'm supposed to add, a certain amount of sa'or I'm supposed to add to a recipe. So if I add a full dose of the heter tikka sa'or, and then afterwards, a full dose of Isser Dikasor goes in, it'll be Asr. Why? Because the Isser Dikasor will improve it even more. It'll cause it to rise even more, and it'll accomplish its pu'ula. Even though it's not necessary, but still it'll be able to accomplish something. However, if you have, let's say, for instance, in making Gavina, so once I add the proper amount of the rennet, he says, Mechateisa, adding more rennet is going to accomplish anything. If it does, it does. If it makes it a firmer cheese, if it accomplishes something, okay. But if it doesn't improve the cheese at all, if it doesn't accomplish any more hamada, then the fact that Isser Dikka Maimed goes in second won't affect anything. So that's the Ad Yehuda's taina. Now there's a Taz in Hilchos Shabbos, who says that when we talk about davar hamaimid, it has to be that the two mamadim, the heter and the iser, happen in order to be considered a zevizegarim. It has to be that the two mamadim fall in simultaneously, or at least they accomplish their pu'ula at the same time. So it hasn't finished being maimid before the next one falls in. So, for instance, if we're going to be maimid gavina, you have to be that the Heter Dikka Rennet and the Isser Dikka Rennet are both being piled, they're both acting at the same time. However, if the had to dig a maimid already finished whatever it's going to do. It's completely used up. And we haven't finished the hamada. Let's say 3/4 of an ounce of heter dika maimid goes in, and it hasn't completed it. And now at the end, 1/4 ounce of isser goes in, and now it completes it. So in such a case, he says that's no longer a zev zegarim, because they're not acting at the same time. We have something which is almost at the stage of becoming gavina, and the gavina was now formed by the isser dika maimid. So that's considered like it was humid be'isr, and that would be asr. That's the tain of the Taz. And he over there in Hilchos Shabbos is discussing a case on Shabbos where a person added salt into the pot on the fire. And even though the Ramah brings over there that it might be mutter, if it's a zev zegayrim, he says, how could that be? He disagrees. He says, since the salt that was added before Shabbos was already finished whatever it's going to do, the new salt that's added on Shabbos cannot be considered a zev zegarim. It's going to be aser, because it's the second salting that accomplishes everything. Like that's the chumrah of the Taz. However, the Prima Gadim, in his Hakdama to Hilchos Taruvos, he disagrees. He brings the Taz and he disagrees with him, and he says that, no, even if I add first Hetadika Maimid, and it finished, completely finished whatever it's going to do, and now all that's left of the Hamada is done through the Yisr, even that is considered a Zev Zegarim. Okay, so that's the Machlaikis, the Prima Gadim and the Taz. Now, in general, like we've spoken about before, Davar Maimid is only Asr Midorabanan. That's how Prima Gadim brings it by us, and that's how most Achronim assume that Davar Maimid is an Isr Midorabanan. Okay. Now, when we talk about something that's Maimid, like we mentioned before, if it's intrinsically Asr and it could be Maimid, even if I then take some of that batch and I use that to be maimed a second batch, and I could take that and I'd be maimed even a third batch and a fourth batch, they're all going to be asr. It's all the hamadas are all attributable to the first hamada that was done with the isr itself. So even though now this thing itself is not intrinsically asr, it's only asr because of the maimed, but that's not considered that it's only asr from an asinus tam. This is considered like it is the Yisr itself, because all the Hamada is all attributable to the Yisr. So, for instance, this is the case brought in Hilchos Pesach. If you have a certain type of beer that they used to have made from honey called med, and you are miming that with, and it was humid with chametz, and now I take some of that med and I mimed a second batch of med, and then a third batch of med, and a fourth batch of med, it's all going to be Asr, it's all considered humid ayde Yisr. However, this is the Paiskus Be'ah, that by there's another case brought in Hilchus, the Beis Yosef brings this in Hilchus Chalov and Kuf Tezvav. If you have some Chalov Tameh, let's say you have a yogurt that was made from Chalov Akum, and you took some of that yogurt and you used it to be maimed another yogurt, and that yogurt to be maimed another one, and these are all done with Chalav Yisrael now. So I take some of each batch and I use it to be maimed the next batch. So then in such a case, after I do 3 hamadas, it'll be batal. So the Dagum Ravava over there in Siman Kuf Tesvav explains that Chalav Akum is only Aser Misafik. It's not a Vada Yisr, even though it's a Gzeira Drabanan, but it's only Machmas Achshash, that maybe Chalav from a Behemoth Tmei was mixed in. So he says, in such a case, after we do 3 bitulim, we can be samech that none of the original iser is left over in the final product. We could attribute the chimutz not any longer to the iser. But there, even though that's only because that's a safek iser. But any time you have a vada iser, such as chametz, so then we view even a third, fourth, fifth, etc., hamada is all attributable to the first, to the original chametz, and since the chametz is iser machmas atzma, it's not because it got tam or something, so therefore it would not be bottled.